Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Stu Taylor.
So much going on, and most of it is disgusting. Terry McAuliffe, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, the NFL. Well, I mean, the vendetta against Curt Schilling. You're starting to get a picture, or are you too slow on the trigger to figure this out? As soon as I heard that announcement on Deflategate yesterday, my very, very first thought was, it's getting back at Donald Trump. First of all, don't we have First Amendment rights and Second Amendment rights in this country? First Amendment in this particular case, freedom of speech, and you can vote for whom you want. It's okay. I'm not upset with people who are voting for anyone other than Trump or Cruz. It's not the case here. I believe that that action yesterday was like ESPN is so slanted to the left. My immediate thought was, this is punishment to Tom Brady, who has a Make America Great cap in his locker, who's played golf with Trump, who is, you know, friends with Trump, and Trump has been outspoken in supporting Brady. Now, maybe I'm going too far, but I don't believe it. I think if he were a Hillary supporter, this thing would have died. Now, here you've got NFL players who, some of them have committed, well, a couple have committed murder, but some have created egregious acts that would warrant tremendous penalties. Here, there is no proof. Let me reiterate this. No proof that the Patriots and Brady conspired to do this. And aren't you innocent until proved guilty? No, that doesn't work anymore. You're now guilty until you're proved innocent if you're on the right. $1 million fine, the loss of a draft pick, which to me is just terrible. And now the suspension of 4 games. I don't know what the Patriots can do. They've got a couple of options, but the window is small, just like the window is small for Kasich and Cruz. But hey, you know, that's what it is. And until we have a peaceful revolt in this country, it's just not going to change. See, this is symptomatic of a much, much larger problem. And you can just you can see what's going on every day as King Obama continues to rule the planet. I mean, the audacity. This guy's over there in Europe giving England advice on staying with the EU. He's giving every leader advice. First of all, he doesn't even get greeted in Saudi Arabia and other places. They can't stand him. But he's a sociopathic personality. He doesn't care. He's not embarrassed. The average person would be embarrassed. He's not embarrassed. And then I understand yesterday, I'm not sure where he might have been in Germany. The only person who he really has a relationship with, well, he was on the golf course, of course, with Cameron, the British Prime Minister. I mean, how could he miss a round of golf? Angela Merkel of Germany. That seems to be his only buddy. There was pictures all over the internet. It looked like they were touching noses or kissing. And there he is, King Obama. They had referred to him as an emperor before. How about King? King Obama is over there telling people how he saved the world from an economic disaster with his actions and, of course, exercising over climate control. Has anybody listening to this show been affected by climate control? Whew. It's worse. It keeps getting worse every day. I saw Hillary Clinton giving a talk. I don't know the group, but they were all blacks behind him. And did you, if you watch the talk, she was talking with a sort of a southern drawl black accent. Can anybody tell her what a fool she is? And then I saw her in a clip sitting with, I don't know, it was Chuck Todd or somebody, and talking perfectly natural. Of course, until she had to laugh with that cackle. How can anybody vote for Hillary Clinton? It's not just a personality thing. She's a liar through and through. And there is a conspiracy. All right, I'm going to say it. There's a conspiracy going on. And here you got butt kisser Terry McAuliffe. Oh, by the way, just happened to be fortunate during the stock market heights when he made a $16 million killing. Now the governor of Virginia and the biggest lapdog ever for the Clintons. So you know what he's doing as governor? He's releasing all of those prisoners. He's a lawless governor. He's a henchman. He's part of this mafia-like machine. I'm sorry, if you're a felon, a convicted felon, and you go to jail, you lose your rights, but he's releasing thousands. He's giving them the authority to vote. You know what that means? In Virginia, which is a swing state, potential gloom and doom for the Republican Party. Now, I don't have any love for the Republican Party, but if the Republican Party falls, you got a one-party system here. Whatever the Clintons want, Terry McAuliffe delivers. They delivered that state to him as president. He is another henchman of the Clintons and illegal immigration is what the Clintons support. It's what Terry McAuliffe supports. And we're in trouble, folks. We're in big trouble. The ability to restore a felon's voting rights, it doesn't grant the governor the power to do that any more than his ability to pardon a convicted murderer, which means you're legalizing murder. Doesn't matter. As Charles Krauthammer says, everything is about politics. And is it ever? We're not talking about just gun rights and those who commit sexual offenses against, especially against kids. We're talking about a much more serious issue. And it's getting worse and worse, and there will be a revolt. I love listening to Judge Andrew Napolitano, who's been a guest on this show several times with past books. Talking about the Hillary Clinton indictment and how this indictment should go through, and if the indictment doesn't go through, she'll be hurt in her presidential race. I don't know what the outcome of this is going to be, but I will tell you that the forces are so strong out there in support of Hillary Clinton that you've got sellout billionaires like Charles Koch and the Koch brothers who actually could support Hillary in the race against Trump. I just can't believe, and I know I say this every day, and I'm sorry to be boring you, I just can't believe what's going on every day. McAuliffe doesn't have the legal power to do what he proposes to do. Voting is a private affair, and those who lament the stigma of disenfranchisement are quiet on public sex offender registries and other things. Certain felons have their First Amendment rights restricted in various ways. There is no justification to do what he has done. And McAuliffe doesn't have the legal power to do what he proposes to do, and he's acting in bad faith. I mean, there's more. You know, it's like these ads on television. Order now, and we'll give you another one at no charge. Just pay the freight. There's lots more. And it's in our faces every single day. Now we're looking at graft and corruption, not only for that lunatic Big Bird, Mayor de Blasio in New York, but Massachusetts's Marty Walsh. Now, I can't come on here and say he's guilty or innocent. But what I can't say is there's a gross injustice to the people of this country, whether we're talking about it on a local level or we're talking about honest, hardworking Americans, whomever they choose to vote for, being excluded from the process by what's going on in politics. Now, I'm going to defend Donald Trump and also try to lighten it up with just a little bit of humor that's going on. I think Trump is a great comedian. I know this is serious business, but oh, what satisfaction when he puts these fakers, my father used to use that word, these fakers in their places. It doesn't mean he's an angel, but man, I love it when I see someone who isn't beholden to anybody. I ask you, I ask myself, how many times do you do something because it keeps a relationship going so maybe you can make money and maybe you wouldn't do it? I don't sit here holier than thou, but I won't sell my soul.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Hey, Mom. I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hello, this is Bill Bratton. I'm Chairman of Kroll, former police commissioner of New York and chief in Los Angeles. I just did a great interview with Stu Taylor on his show. I want to thank him. It's a great show, thoughtful questions, and you get a chance to do more than sound bites.
All right, a little humor this morning. I don't want to be humorless through the whole show, although later on. Not a matter of humor, but, oh, man, I got a special guest on at the bottom of the hour. His name is Gary Katona. He is the vocal guru who's worked with some of the biggest names in entertainment. Katy Perry, Lenny Kravitz, Tony Bennett, Whitney Houston, Liza Minnelli, Jack Klugman, Muhammad Ali, Adele. Should I keep going on? It's endless. He will teach you, and this is good. This is great for me because I have to be honest, and you can hear it here on occasion. The voice is a delicate instrument, but how to resolve a problem of your vocal cords. And I have strained vocal cords quite often because you can't do radio and talk like this. You just can't. It doesn't work. See, I got people tuning out right now listening to this. And you don't really well, I should let him talk about it, but you don't really help your voice when you talk like that. It needs exercise, just like your body. And he's got this little booklet and DVD that's the ultimate voice builder, and he'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour. I want to give his website out. It's GaryKatona.com, and it's spelled C-A-T-O-N-A. Or you can go to ultimatevoicebuilder.com. And it's not just, well, we'll find out. Is it just for singers? Or is it people like yours truly who occasionally has strained vocal cords? And part of it is, you know, I tend to talk too loud. Even when I'm off the air, when I'm on the phone, it's a personality issue. I just can't talk like this. You know, I just can't do it. All right, back to politics. John Kasich, Ted Cruz, Barack Obama, Donald Trump. Trump is going to basically wrap up the nomination on votes this weekend, and there's a lot of criticism going out, mostly against Cruz and Kasich for this alliance, although neither one, there's a difference in the camps, but basically neither one will admit to a form of collusion. And Trump keeps calling it collusion, collusion, collusion. You know how Trump has gone after everyone? He's now going after Kasich. Now, I have to tell you, Kasich is disgusting. First of all, he has an attitude holier than thou. I remember seeing him on Fox years ago, Fox News Channel. Intelligent guy. I thought he was very good on television. And he may or may not be doing a good job as governor of Ohio, but he's won one state and he thinks he should have the right to be president. I don't care how you want to slice this and dice it and analyze it. That's not the way our system works. Same thing with Marco Rubio. Jeb Bush, who didn't win any states, thinks he should be. Come on. We have a process here. The only one, I say up until now, who made a good case for this might be Ted Cruz. But Cruz now mathematically can't win. He'd have to win 98% of the delegates. Not going to happen. Not going to get a conversion of them. So Trump gets up in one of his talks. I think he was in Pennsylvania. Yeah, he was. And he's talking about John Kasich. Mike, are you there? All right.
Talk to me.
Yeah. Did you see, Mike, Trump blasting John Kasich for his eating habits?
No. What happened there?
It's hysterical.
Oh, gosh.
And I've seen it. I saw it, and I was saying, oh, this is terrible. You know, every once in a while, you know, when you go out with your wife or your friend or something, you know, my wife, every once in a while will say, you know, please don't say anything with food in your mouth. We all unconsciously do it. We do. But you got to be more savvy as a politician. John Kasich is shoving food into his mouth. He doesn't know how to eat pizza. The food is dripping out. Reporters are asking him questions. He's spitting and answering the questions. Trump says it's disgusting. I've never seen anything like it. Did you ever see a slob like this eating? I'm telling you, this stuff works. It's not because of his eating habits that I can't stand Cruz. It's for something else. But you know all that does? It's like little Marco. It's like Lion Ted. It's like lazy Jeb. Trump is a master out there. And, you know, it's about time we had someone who took these dumb politicians and turned them upside down. If Cruz and Kasich were so smart, why didn't they form an alliance 6 weeks ago? It's too late. I'd still like Cruz. But the more I see about what's going on with Deval Patrick being interviewed for the vice presidential spot by Hillary, Kasich, Terry McAuliffe, Barack Obama, I can't stand it. I'd be pulling my hair out of my head. I'm not bald, but I'd be pulling my hair out of my head if I had hair like I had 20 years ago. It's unconscionable. And Donald Trump, like him or not, has his pulse on this right away, on how to make America great again. Now, he's got the most simplified solution ever. Now, we know it's a little absurd, but it really feeds on the emotions. It feeds on my emotions. Because I'm willing to take a shot on the guy who's not indebted to anybody. I like it, like most people like it. I have no idea what's going to happen in the presidential fight between Hillary and Trump. I'd say it will be entertaining. There is just so much at stake. And Kasich, who hasn't won a state, thinks this should be his. He thinks this should be his, and then you're going to have a broken convention, and somebody's going to come in and be anointed. Paul Ryan, I don't believe him when he says he's bowing out. He bowed out a speak or two before he accepted it. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but it ain't right. And it doesn't matter who you vote for. I'd say the same thing about Hillary Clinton. If Biden were in the race, if Kerry were in the race, and Hillary Clinton were in the lead, this is the voters are voting for. People have been denied of their rights. They've been insulted by the process. The system is definitely rigged. Yeah, the rules are followed. Those are the rules. That doesn't mean the system isn't rigged. This is what we're facing right now. Pretty scary, isn't it? All right, for all of you who are singers and radio talk show hosts, public speakers like I am as well, and you need some help with your voice, I've got the expert coming on, Gary Katona.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family, and you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave, and I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on the show.
All right, we are back, and as I indicated earlier, I've got a gentleman on who I think would be a tremendous assistance for a lot of people out there. You're going to get perhaps the most qualified professional in his field right now on air, and we'll do this more than once. His name is Gary Katona. He's a vocal guru. He's worked with some of the biggest names in entertainment. You say, oh, who's he worked with? How about Whitney Houston, Liza Minnelli, I think Muhammad Ali, Kate Perry, Lenny Kravitz, Tony Bennett. Is that good enough or should I keep going? Steven Tyler. It's remarkable. And he has a little instruction booklet out. It's called Ultimate Voice Builder, and a great DVD to go with it that I've gotten, and I'm going to look at it. And he claims he can get your new vocal power in 30 days. I want to give you his website, because if you use your voice and you're having problems, I'm telling you, you don't have to go anywhere. This is it. It's GaryKatona.com. It's spelled C-A-T-O-N-A, GaryKatona.com. And I'll give you the Voice Builder website as well, UltimateVoiceBuilder.com. And he's here to join us. Gary, I could almost say this is a pleasure. I'm thrilled to have you on, but I wish I didn't need your help.
Well, everybody needs help in one way or another, Stu. So what's good about this situation is that it's a very, very easy situation to address.
All right. What I want to do, and I want you to get into it, I want to make a clarification or a distinction at the beginning. You and I have not spoken prior to this. Your work has been geared to strengthening the voices of professional singers. I'm a radio talk show host. I do public speaking. There are people out there in everyday aspects of work who are having to dealing with this. Is this for them too?
Yes. You know, think about the voice. Think about singing and speaking like a sport. Think of it like a sport. Think of a speaker or a singer as athletes. It's a matter of keeping the vocal musculature fit enough to do those sports. So, you know, I don't make the distinction between singing and speaking. And, in the beginning of my career, I became very well known by bringing back damaged speaking voices, even though I was initially working with singers. But I gained my reputation initially by building speaking voices. It just so happens that my most famous students have been singers like Whitney, Andrea Bocelli, and people like that. That's where I've gained my notoriety. But at the very beginning, I became noted because of my work with problematic speaking voices.
How long did it take you to hone your profession? When people say, well, you know, I got a PhD in mechanical engineering or an MBA in business, what kind of technical training have you had? What led up to this? And I don't doubt your qualifications. I've seen you on video with Liza Minnelli and others. This isn't a question doubting your credibility. But what was the process that you went in, that you were involved in to become and maybe the top expert in this field? Did it require medical training?
Is a legendary American success story. I began with my passion to become a singer. I come from an Italian-American background, and I had a very good voice, and I began studying voice with a whole variety of voice teachers. But the more I studied, the worse my voice became, and I realized that this was a typical occurrence with most people who study voice. So ultimately, I decided to go on my own and work on my own way of building a voice for myself, and ultimately put together this process that I call voice building. And I began teaching as a way to make a living, and before I knew it, I was well known all over the world.
I mean, it's an amazing story, and I mean, I'm, you know, I hope you're some of the people out there who say this is interesting, but I don't need Gary's advice or anything right now. But it happens to a lot of people during their lifetime, and it's an uncomfortable feeling. I give talks, and I don't know how much does the power of the mind play into this, because I had a little stretch where it was rough, and I gave some significant talks, and yet when I went on, almost like when you have to do a broadcast, the power, the adrenaline flow seems to get the voice back. Does that make any sense?
Of course, you know. Think about it like a sport. I don't know if you work out, but if you work out and you ever have a sports injury, you don't know you have the sports injury till days later, because the adrenaline is keeping you going and you don't even feel the problem. But you know, when you work out, I mean, when you exercise, when you do a sport, your body, you know, comes to the task and enables you to carry out the task. And when you have to give a speech or when you're singing, you can have a vocal problem. It doesn't even show up until days later.
And by the way, we're not going to be, there's too much to cover. People think, well, this is simple. It's going to take 5 minutes. It isn't. So we're going to have Gary back much more than once. So I want to take this, if I can, this process slowly. And one of the questions that pops into my mind, I had really severe laryngitis a few years ago. It was a struggle. A few weeks ago, it was really a struggle to do this show. And with a little concern, you know, you always think esophagus cancer, voice cancer. I made an appointment with an eye, nose, and throat guy who said, you know, it's not that. You've got strained vocal cords, and you've got, may have some, you know, benign polyps on your vocal cords. And what you need is voice exercises. And, you know, that was the first contact I had from, you know, from your people, your PR firm. I said, this is really amazing. It's like the Celestine prophecy. So my question, Gary, is, does your advice differ from that of the traditional medical community? For example, if I get voice exercises through some physician, is there a traditional medical establishment rejection of people like you who by nature aren't doctors in this politically correct society?
Yeah, you couldn't have said it any better, Stu. What I do is diametrically opposed to what is prescribed by the medical profession or the vocal therapeutic profession. It's one of those stories where it's hard to believe, but it's true, that the ideas, the techniques, the exercises that these people pass on to their clients and patients do more harm than good. And the reason is the following, just what I said before. The people in that profession do not think of the voice in terms of its muscles. They think in terms of a voice rest and diaphragmatic exercising and all kinds of stuff that don't do very much good to help the voice out.
How interesting. I mean, for me, it's especially interesting because, I certainly have been thinking about seeking out professional help. And as I listen to you and I look at what you've accomplished, I'm convinced that you are the person to go to. Although I think, and you talk about muscles and strengthening those muscles. It's like the muscles in the body. I want to just make a comment on what this eye, nose, and throat doctor said to me when I went. I said, I won't give his last name. I said, doctor, my wife said I talk too loud. I said, well, listen, I do radio. I can't do radio like this. She said, yeah, but you're always emotional and talking with fervor. She says, why don't you try whispering? Talk like this. Now, I went to the doctor and I asked him, you know what he said? Whispering puts more stress on your vocal cords. Is that true or not?
It does help the vocal. It's that amount of putting more stress on the cords. It's a matter of it just weakens the vocal folds.
Okay. So I might have interpreted the reason the wrong way, but it's actually true that isn't going to solve it, right?
Well, look, here's the problem with whispering. When you whisper, you're pushing breath through your vocal cords. And what does breath do? It drives. It drives the moisture on your vocal cords. And the vocal mechanism must stay moist for it to work well and to function properly. But when you whisper, what you're doing is you're purposely releasing air onto the vocal cords, which dries them out, which stops them from working properly. That's one of the main reasons why you don't want to whisper.
And, you know, I also said I've been resting my voice. And he said, that's not going to do it. And I think this is part of what you recommend for muscle exercises. If you rest your voice and you start talking, your vocal cords aren't warmed up, and you begin to talk like this until you get going. Is that accurate?
Again, you have developed, look, very simply, so you developed muscular habits that are undermining your voice. And those muscular habits have closed your throat. They're causing your larynx to rise. And are reducing the power of the vocal. Remember, the vocal cords are muscles. They're largely made up of muscles. The whole mechanism is a whole series of muscles. And what's happening is the muscles of your voice are collapsing under the pressure of speaking. So the solution is very simple. You overwork those muscles properly, and the voice gets stronger and stronger and stronger.
Interesting, because it's just not something the layman would think about, despite the fact that I do broadcasting. I'm very uneducated with that problem. Is your now you talk about being able to assist people like myself in broadcasting, singers. Is this something everyone should pay attention to? Because at some point, other than if you've got some kind of a physical ailment, a cold, they're going to need your help. Is that accurate?
Well, look, it's not just a matter of...
I'll tell you what, let's pick this up after a break, okay? I don't want to rush
Absolutely.
It through an answer. We're going to come back with Gary Katona, a really important guest for you. GaryKatona.com right after these messages.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room. With refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Ann Coulter, author of 10 New York Times bestsellers, most recently Never Talk to a Liberal Over 3, and I just finished a great interview with Stu Taylor.
All right, we are back, and I'm just waiting for those who have inquired. You know, on the day that I was had Steve Case, the founder of AOL, on, it was last Friday, and also was supposed to have Jim Cook, the founder of Samuel Adams, on, and he couldn't make it. And I said I'd get it rescheduled. I will absolutely do that because I'm getting a lot of requests for that interview. So just be patient. I'll keep you informed. And I think we'll be getting a lot of requests for Gary Katona to return to the show. We're going to do another segment with him. And as I explain, and I talk with a lot of people who are having voice problems and who are interested in listening to this, we don't want to really rush through this. So Gary's I'll keep you posted when Gary's coming on again. But he is, I have to say, the leader in vocal restoration, and he's worked with, my
voice
goodness.
I would say voice building still.
Voice building. Okay.
Yeah, that's the key phrase.
Okay. Okay. Gary?
I'm here.
We might have bleeped out for a minute. Is there a distinction between me having stumbled on voice restoration as opposed to voice building, or is it just a matter of semantics?
No, voice building applies to both the normal voice and a voice that's having a problem. When you think of voice restoration, you think of somebody who always has vocal problems, where most of my students don't have vocal problems at all. They're just, you know, regular singers and speakers that want to have more voice. So it's not just a matter of restoring the voice, it's a matter of building it.
Is this an issue of, let me think how to word this. Is this, are any of the problems that may facilitate this or the cures dependent upon things we don't consciously think about, like food and drink? I mean, are there some do's and some don'ts?
Well, obviously, if people have certain allergies, that could affect. But for the most part, it's a physical, muscular issue. So again, I go back to the same old, it sounds boring to say it, but I'll say it again. Think of singing and speaking like sports. And in order to carry out that sport, the vocal muscles need to be fit. That's simple. If you went out to play football, you wouldn't play football without exercising, getting your body strong enough to play football. Or if you were a tennis player, you'd have to practice to become a tennis player. Singing, although we think of speaking as natural, the kind of speaking you do on the radio every day is not natural. It's more athletic than natural. So you have to build. So in many cases, you have to work at it and build up the muscles so you can do that sport, your speaking sport, more effectively.
I'm going to bring the medical establishment into it again because I think you may concur with them on this issue. And it's not that you're in disagreement with what they say. You're just coming with a different approach. The word was, for example, my condition is it's reversible. But the longer you wait, the more difficult it'll come. It becomes, and you're not going to cure it on your own. I think that's the key thing. It's not going to cure itself. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I would say that, again, what's happening is you develop some muscular habits that are damaging, and they will continue along those lines unless you do something to reverse them.
All right, but are they always reversible?
Almost always reversible, unless there's a real organic problem that cannot be addressed in a normal way.
All right. You haven't said it, so let me ask the question. Do you recommend voice exercises for everyone or just
when you say voice exercise, that's such a general term because there's some exercises. That are
voice building.
Well, I would say my voice building, I would recommend everyone without a doubt. The typical voice exercises that are recommended by other people, I don't recommend because they don't do any good. And the reason why they don't do any good is because they don't operate on the idea of voice of muscle building. Whenever you work out in the studio, ever go to the gym?
I've worked out.
When you work out, what you're doing is you're overloading the muscles because by doing that, they get stronger. You actually put stress on the muscles. That's what exercise is about. Many of these vocal exercises don't put any stress on your vocal cords because they're trying to relax them, which is the opposite of what you should do when you're trying to build them up. So vocal exercises are great as long as they're voice-building exercises and not just regular vocal exercises that you find with most voice professionals.
I'm definitely not putting you on the spot with the clients you've worked with, which is as an impressive array of names as you could find. What's your success rate in working with people?
Success rate is, I would say, for normal voices, 100%. For medical conditions, I'd say 95%.
All right. How would you classify Whitney Houston? I understand you got her voice back 75% to 80% before she died. I don't know where she was before that. Were you on the track to get her back to 100%?
Yes. And she was on her way back. If I had more time with her, it's difficult to stay. It was difficult to stay with her all the time because of my life, and we both had separate lives. And she was doing other things. So we didn't work together every day all the time. But if I had 3 more months with her, working with her consistently, I would have had her voice almost all the way back.
How much of what you do requires one-on-one in person? And how much can you do through your book, your DVD, and, you know, as you and I are going to discuss, on the phone?
Well, think of me like a chef and think of my writing a cookbook. And now if you follow the rules of the cookbook, you'll be able to do my recipes pretty well. Better if I'm in your kitchen with you showing you how to make the food or making the food for you. But if you follow my cookbook, you do a pretty decent job. And that's what happens if you use my the ultimate voice tool to DVD or other materials that build your voice. It's better to have me live, but those ways are also very effective.
Listen, I can't cook, but I'm inviting you to my kitchen anytime. I think what we're going to do on future shows, if you're willing to come back, and I don't want to use me as an example. I want this to be directed, if you can, in terms of exercises to the general audience, because I think my own opinion is it's slanted. If you say, Stu, try this, and then do that, I'm not sure I want to do. Are you able to handle it that way? Because I don't want to make this a personal issue.
Yeah, the only issue is I want people to understand that what I do is not just for people with vocal problems. I'm not a voice therapist. I'm not a voice rehabilitator. I'm a voice builder.
All right. And on that note, I wish we ran out of time. Thrilled to have you back. We'll schedule that, folks. I'm already getting emails. Gary Katona, just go to GaryCatona.com. Gary, it's been a real pleasure having you on.
My pleasure, Stu. I appreciate it. See you again.
Hey, we're going to have you back. Thanks so much. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.